Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs can come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur. I am Danielle, your host today, and I am joined by our co-host, Darren. Darren, welcome.
Hello. Thanks for joining us, everyone. It's good to be here.
Yes, it is. And we are so glad you're here, and just want to remind you to make sure that you go out and rate and review this podcast. Make sure you share your feedback, and that way we can get the word out. And that is our goal, to make sure that we are getting the word out to help all those other entrepreneurs that are just like you and wanting to increase their profitability. So make sure you go do that, whatever platform you listen to. But hey, today we're continuing our conversation from episode 65. So if you haven't joined us for that episode on the one thing that you need to become profitable today, make sure you go listen to that. And today we are going to continue that conversation. Darren, are you ready?
Always ready. I think this is going to be fun. Good topic, good conversation. I hope everybody's gone back and listen to that prior episode, because we give away some good advice on how to be profitable right away.
Right out of the gate, right?
Using some habits that we've got ingrained in us and not changing those habits, but utilizing them to do better.
Exactly. Yes. And so last episode, we introduced the idea of Parkinson's Law and really, you know, helping us to understand what that is and why it matters to us in business. And that really is just using the resources that we have available to us and kind of using them all, right? And as we talked about, a lot of those fundamental concepts from the dieting world. Now, who knew that the dieting industry really understood business, right?
There is definitely a lot of similarities in how we behave when we diet, as well as when we use our money and how we operate. There's very similar behavioral instincts that drive us in both cases.
Exactly. So let's dive into a few more of those concepts today, Darren. So, you know, maybe just do a recap of what we talked about just really high level last week, and as it feeds into kind of the rest of the story this week of the other small plates that we need to consider in our business.
Okay. I think that's a good way to start. I will go back and just briefly hit on Parkinson's Law. It's this idea that demand for something will expand to match supply. And we gave some examples last week. I mean, a simple one is, we could go real quickly, just, you know, when we get a tube of toothpaste at first, we're just really easy. We don't care as much on there as we want. But towards the end, we start being more judicious in our use because we're running out. And it's the same principle that applies in money. When there's a bigger pot of money, we tend to not care so much about how we use it. So at first, but as that pot of money shrinks, now all of a sudden the brakes get put on and we start being a little more judicious in our behavior. And it's all behavior. We're talking about our behaviors and why our behaviors drive us. And we're not trying to change the behavior. We mentioned that last week, not changing our behavior, but rather understanding it. And that's what we're going to do today, is understand some more behaviors we have. And then we'll talk about how next week Profit First will help us with those behaviors. And we introduced that with Parkinson's Law, one way we could do that is, since so many business owners tend to use one bank account and they don't go to their profit and loss. I don't understand that, Danielle. Why don't business owners go to their profit and loss statement?
I know. Why do business owners like not like numbers like us? It doesn't make sense, right?
I mean, just, we're cool, geez, people. Come on, guys, get it together. You should be looking at that every day. But you're not. And I understand you're that not. Because you're not nerds like me. And well, I don't, Danielle, you're probably not a nerd.
I'm totally a nerd. I'll own it.
But we've been trained to look at them and others haven't. Most entrepreneurs have never taken an accounting class. Most, when they hear the word accounting, I think they throw up in their mouth a little bit. It's just one of those things they don't like, but it's part of business. I had Somebody explained to me that accounting is the language of business, and that's true. However, only us nerds speak that language. And so they don't look at the profit and loss, and that's fine. They look at their bank account. They look at that and say, ooh, I've got money. Things are going well. And so they go out and they use that as their basis for spending. But as we talked about last week, as a recap, what we want to do is shrink that bank account a little bit by creating one extra bank account, calling it profit, and taking money out of that account on a regular basis and putting it into this profit account. And that immediately forces us to think of profits and to allocate our profit away from the big plate to a smaller plate. And more of that is in that other episode. If you want to go back, episode 65, and listen more. We don't want to rehash that whole episode, but there you go. That's kind of what we talked about. So that's Parkinson's Law, and one way that we can fix that and our behavior a little bit.
That's a great recap. And I think that lends right into kind of like, okay, so we've talked about the one small plate, profit, right? And always making sure that we're focusing on the profit and being intentional with our money as it relates to our profit. But what about, you know, we say smaller plates. Well, we only talk about one smaller plate. So now we have this one small plate, and then we have this other big plate still with our whole other big account. So is there other small plates that we should consider?
Yeah, you know, there are, and those other plates are important because they're all part of our operations and what we do. And we can introduce those plates today, and we'll talk more about them at another time. But those plates include making sure you pay yourself as an owner. You're probably the most important employee. You may not think so, but you are in your business, so you therefore need to pay yourself accordingly. So that's another plate. As well as we've got a plate for taxes, or a bank account for taxes, as well as one for our operating expenses. Very, very important. And with those plates, those three additional plates, and there's more as you want to expand this even more, but those are kind of, we get profit, taxes, and we get our owner's pay, and then our operating account. If we've used those four correctly, in a quick nutshell, you can be pretty efficient with your business without even having to dig much into your profit and loss statement on a regular basis. Now, we're not suggesting you can ignore that. It's just the idea is since your behavior is to look at bank accounts, Mike, with his profit first theory, decided, well, let's just leverage that behavior and set up these other accounts to help you be a little more judicious in your behavior, as well as how you spend your money. Be a little more intentional, I guess.
A little more intentional, right? And as I kind of think about it, Darren, it's like, you know, as a business owner, we should be looking at those financials regularly, whether that's our, you know, on a monthly or quarterly basis with our accountant. But that's to kind of review how things have gone, right? And if we're trying to make decisions as a business owner, we can't look in the rearview mirror and see what we've done to make the decisions today, right? So we have to have a way, and as Darren suggests, we use our current habits and the way we work to be able to make those decisions daily, looking forward instead of looking backwards, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I kind of look at it as like, okay, there's our daily processes and habits, and then there's our monthly, quarterly habits as well. And this is a great way to be able to manage your business finances, your cash flow through a daily process that you're already doing.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it comes down to, you know, as we introduce these other habits that kind of our behaviors that affect us. Another one that is that profit first is based upon is this idea of this, what's called the primacy effect, right? This idea that we put greater emphasis on those things that we see or hear first. And in our last episode, we talked a little bit about the accounting principle or the accounting formula that sales minus expenses is profit. That's the general accounting principle. Yet because of that, it puts profit at the end. And so we focus on sales first, then expenses, and then profits this afterthought.
Yeah.
And again, profit first is set up to, well, in the name itself, profit first. Think about your profit first. Again, it's behavior. You know, Danielle, I was thinking about this before we recorded today. Do you ever recall, maybe in your schooling and other things, that picture that can be both the old lady and the young lady at the same time?
Yes.
And it's funny. It all depends on what you get shown first. I remember, and I think I'm trying to remember the where I read it. I think it was in Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. They showed two different groups of a class, the one or the other of the picture, you know, either the old lady side or the young woman side. And then they came together and they showed the two together. And each side was like, no, it is this. It's the old lady. Can't you see this? No, it's the young lady. Well, again, it goes back to this idea is what we've seen first, we put emphasis on. And finally, as others started trying to show, hey, here's where her mouth is, here's her eyes, or here's this, they could start seeing the other side. And so that's this primacy effect thing. If we put emphasis on what we see first, and we put greater emphasis on that. And so again, profit first, as we'll talk about in other episodes in these plates and why we use them, it helps us, again, this is a habit. We're not trying to change the habit. It's just how we're built. But we got to understand that that is a habit we have. That is something that is just part of our nature. And so understand that you put greater emphasis on the things that you see first. And if you go back to our previous episode of why we say, hey, set up this bank account and call it profit, put some money away. Uh-oh, now that habit, we're starting to use that habit of, oh, okay, I've got this innate habit. Now I'm using it rather than trying to change the habit. I'm just trying to leverage that habit and use it to my advantage instead of being a negative aspect of how I operate my business.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And, you know, since most of my career was spent in corporate America, and we hear a lot of negative connotation, right, to the idea of profit first, because we think of, you know, kind of corporate America, stock exchange, it's like, oh, we're only out for the bottom line. We don't care about the customer. But I want to make sure that we understand that that is not what we're pushing here. It's really a difference of, as a small business owner, you really have to protect that which you've built in a way that will prolong your business well into the future and hopefully past you and create that legacy you're looking for. So it's not that we're saying rob from your clients, your customers, or your product to make sure that you have a good bottom line. It's to make sure that you are taking that, focusing on that first. And it goes back to that new accounting formula, right? As you take your profit first from your revenue, then you can be intentional with the money that's left over and make it go farther. And I think we're going to talk a little bit more about that psychology and that habit a little bit more, I believe, as we go along here. But just knowing that that is, you know, at the end game, we're here to protect you and your future and also set your business up to be really run on an optimal level.
Well, think about it this way. If you approached every business decision with this idea of profit first, rather than, okay, how much is it going to cost me? How much is this going to cost, or how much revenue am I going to obtain? Because there's a lot of decisions you can make as a business owner that can generate a lot of revenue, but what's the cost and what's the profit? So now if you flip that on the head and say, I'm going to go into this looking at what profit can I make out of this new venture or new sales idea or new product or service or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. If you approach it that way with profit first in mind, then you're going to start saying, well, okay, how can I make that as rich as possible? Where are my expenses that I'm just, how can I be a little more efficient? Do I currently have capacity to do this? You start thinking more innovative in your behavior rather than just saying, holy crap, I can make a whole lot of money. and not realizing all the expenses and everything that go with it. I mean, you just, it's, you approach things so differently. And that's the idea here, is we want to be, we want to have profit first, because then we put more focus on that behavior rather than how much sales I can get, or, you know, whatever. It's profit. We're right. Focused there, because that's what's most important, becomes what we focus on.
Yeah. More strategic, right? So a lot of times we can avoid a lot of those, like, oh, I can get a lot of revenue if I do this, but not understanding, like you said, the costs. And then in the end realize that, oh, that was a bigger headache than you should have ever entered into, and just avoid all of that if we're being strategic and thinking about the end result in the beginning. So I think that's a great point, Darren.
Well, and yeah, and it's so true. And it's just, again, another behavior that we have to kind of understand about ourselves and just realize there's a way to leverage that behavior. And it goes to, you know, as we go from Parkinson's law to this primacy effect, kind of the next one that I think we need to talk about, a behavior that we have, is this idea of temptation. I mean, again, we mentioned in our last episode, mm-hmm. how many of us failed at a diet? Raise your hand. If you're driving, keep both hands on the wheel, because you're probably texting with the other one anyways. We don't recommend that, but we've all failed. And what is it? What happens, Danielle? What generally causes us to fail at that? What is that thing that just finally gets us often?
Well, let's see. I think for me, it was for the bag of Oreos in front of me. but no, it's the temptation, right? So, I mean, as you're stashing profit away in this other account, what happens when we get to a point in our business where, like, oh crap, I forgot about this expense and I have to have this, and all, you know, we start rationalizing, and then what do? We're like, oh, but I have all this money over here I've been stashing away. I can use it. And we rob from ourselves, right? So the temptation's there, that we put it away, and we, you know, we want to make sure that we forget about it. Because if we remove the temptation, if kind of like that, like put it away and forget it, you know, out of sight, out of mind, that's what we want to do, because we do not want to touch that. We do not ever want to rob from ourselves and use that as a rainy day piggy bank at the moment. So the idea is if we remove the temptation, if we remove it out of sight, we will not be tempted to use it.
Yeah. And, you know, I bet you wouldn't have eaten that bag of Oreos if they weren't there. If you had to go and get them, like get in your car, if you were like, I'm craving Oreos, just think of it simply, the Oreo bag's on the table, or you got to, you know, get your keys, put your shoes on, maybe even put your clothes on. I don't know, because you're in your PJs or whatever. And you're like, I've got to go to the store and buy it. It's a little harder. You end up saying, it's maybe not worth it. And that's the idea here, is with this profit first. And we'll, again, we're just introducing today some of the, I guess, behaviors that we have, so that when we talk about how we leverage these behaviors and use them in our next episode, you'll understand it. But that is a behavior. We are all tempted to rob ourselves, because it's our business when the money's easy to access. And so we'll talk about next week how we'll eliminate or understand that behavior and leverage it in a way that'll be beneficial to us. Because I don't know how many business owners I've talked to that have said, oh, man, I couldn't pay myself this month because I didn't have money.
Yeah.
You just robbed yourself.
Yeah.
That's going back to this idea. You've robbed yourself. So understand that temptation. If you leave it and have your money that is easily accessible in that profit account, then the temptation to steal from it is there, rather than being innovative with what you have left. That's right. The whole idea.
That's the whole idea, right? Is, yeah, really getting creative, innovative, and frugal to really make sure that what you have left, you're maximizing and using.
And understanding what your expenses are will help you be able to be more frugal. Because when you look at, when your bucket shrinks, you start going, okay, I got a smaller bucket. I need to understand where all this money is going in this bucket. And so you start really analyzing every aspect of your business and your expenses, just understanding, am I getting the most bang for my buck with every dollar I spend? And now all of a sudden this habit it just becomes, the profit grows. If we're just, we've taken a habit that's generally bad and made it into a habit that will be a good thing. So do we have any other habits, Danielle, that we're really bad at as human?
I mean, oh boy.
How much time do we have?
Right? No, I agree. One of the other ones I was thinking of is, you know, going back to the diet scenario, how often do we hear, and this is becoming more apparent to me as I'm now like facing 47, I'm like, how did I get here already? But I'm seeing this come because, like, as we get older, we tend to eat less meals, right? And all the diet gurus or the health gurus say, no, you can't, you have to eat more often, right? If you want to be able to optimize your health and your weight. And so this idea is that we lose the consistency of how often we eat. So if we apply that to our business, what would that look like in our business, Darren?
Well, I think what you're getting at is this idea of having a rhythm, having a pattern, doing something on a consistent basis over and over and over again, and making sure that it just becomes a natural part of who we are and what we do. Because I know, going back to what you're saying about dieting, when you miss a meal, when it comes time to eat again, how many of us tend to overeat a little too much?
Just a little too much. And then what do we do afterwards? We sit on the couch, we're like, oh, I can't move.
Yeah. I'm yeah. miserable. Have you ever heard we're creatures of habit? I mean, we all are. If you think about it, I bet you all drive the same way home from work and do the same things. You kind of have your routines that, you know, when you wake up, you do certain things. This is all we're trying to say with this is we're habitual animals. And what we're trying to do is, as we understand Parkinson's law, primacy effect, removing the temptation. Now it's just understanding that because we are creatures of habit, if we will set up a habit of doing a regular rhythm of allocation of our money to these bank accounts that we referred to earlier, that it becomes just part of what we do. And it's just how we operate. That way, there's no second guessing. It just becomes second nature. Instead of going, right. Oh, I don't know if I need to do that. What? We just do it. It's part of what we do.
It reminds me, Darren, of, you know, when you talk about, you know, driving home the same way, the more often that we do something, the easier it becomes and the more mechanical it becomes, right? And so who here has driven home and then got home like, oh, how'd I get here? I don't even remember. We go on autopilot, right? So it's kind of like what you were saying. It's like the more we do it, it just becomes what we do and we don't think about it. It just happens.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was just actually thinking real quickly. I go to a lot of clients. I visit various clients every week and I kind of go the same way. And one day, it's been 4 or 5 times this past year. And maybe it's just because I'm getting old and just forgetting things. I don't know. But I get to this same spot on the road where I can either turn right or go straight. And one goes to one client, one goes to another. And actually the same one that turned right goes to my office. And one day I turned and I'm driving. And all of a sudden I'm like, what am I doing? I'm supposed to be going here. But I was thinking, I had the radio on, kind of jamming to the music, and just habit took me without even thinking the other direction. And finally something in my head fell into place and was like, hey, dummy, you didn't need to go this way today. Fortunately, I easy fix, but it's what you're saying, Danielle. It's this idea of it becomes mechanical in our just behavior. And so if we understand that, and we understand if we create this behavior and use this behavior that's already part of us and turn it into a behavior that will be allow us to be successful with this profit first method, man, it's game over. It's going to be huge, huge success for you.
Yes. Oh, such good wisdom. So who knew we were psychologists, Darren?
I didn't. And I don't think I ever am, but Mike, understood this, and it's all in his book, Profit First, but we've seen it. We see, as we've read it, I'll be honest with you, and I think I've mentioned this, when I first read through this, I was really irritated by what he was saying. But at the end of the day, as I thought more about it, I'm like, you know, he's got a point. He's got a valuable point. He's making some great points. So just understanding these behaviors, all of them, will then help you understand why then we are introducing and will introduce, why Mike introduces the steps to take these behaviors and leverage them rather than trying to change our behavior, because that's a lot harder.
Yeah, that is definitely a lot harder. And, you know, I would add, you know, as Darren, as we have implemented this in our own business, just our financials just become mechanical. It just becomes easy, and it just becomes an extension of what we do on a regular basis. So it takes out the emotion of spending, right? Because we know that spending is an emotional habit. It's everything that we spend money on, it somehow has been tied to an emotional decision that we've made. And so by implementing this system and these habits, leveraging these habits, we take out a lot of that emotion and can really dive into what we're doing on a regular basis and see that for what it is and take the drama out of our daily business decision-making.
Yep.
That's the power of it.
You're right.
Well, great. Okay. Well, I think that is the habits, kind of what we're proposing that we're leveraging to kind of start off and kick off kind of diving into the profit first methodology on our next episode. Is there anything else that we missed, Darren, that you want to make sure that we share?
You know, I just understand these habits, understand that they're there. And on our next episode, you will hear us talk about, we'll just do a refresh of these habits, what they are, and then how the profit first system addresses each one so that you can understand why we're pushing this with all of our clients, why we are doing it in our business, and why we feel that it and that Mike and his book and everything that he teaches is so powerful. So that's all I would add.
Awesome. No, I think that's great. So yeah, so next time we're going to dive in to helping you implement Profit First in your business at the core fundamentals of Profit First, and show you the power of using those habits and leveraging them into really launching the profitability in your business. So make sure you tune in for the next episode. You won't want to miss it, and it will definitely make a big impact in your business. But in case you have not yet done what we proposed you do last episode, if you haven't set up your bank account for your profit account, make sure you go out and do that. Step number one, make sure that account is up and running and open, and that you are allocating 1-2% of your revenue into that account. First, step number one. And then next episode, we will dive into how you can implement this full process into your business. And until then, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey, and make sure you reach out and connect with us. Let us know how you're doing in business. Let us know what your questions are. Send us a DM through our socials on Instagram or Facebook at ProCynic, and visit us on our website. If you are ready to dive in and really know the power of this can have in your business, reach out and make an appointment, make a call with us, and we'd love to chat with you and help you out in your business. So until next time, we will see you later and are excited to be able to continue this conversation and really see the impact in your business.